Good morning. How are you? And that's what the readings have to deal with today, about being blessed. Now, nobody got it last night. Please show that you can pay attention to the readings. What's the last line of the first reading? Do not be saddened this day, but rejoicing in the Lord must be your strength. Yeah, you're just as bad as last night. I don't get it. You know, they read, if you listen to that first reading, they started early in the morning till the afternoon. Everybody listened attentively. Oh, please. God just spoke to us. And he says to us something clear. He says, I want you to quit your, I can't say the word at Mass. But it begins with a T and ends with a G. Everybody get that word? Yeah, so that's what I mean. I want you to quit doing that, and I want you to start rejoicing, and there you're going to find your strength. Is anybody alive here today? Yeah. Well, then you don't sign it, so let's get with the program. There you go. Someone in the back. Well, you got to respond to me. Rejoicing in the Lord must be your strength. Thank you very much to 10 people that actually are alive in here, the rest of you. Why'd you come today? Today, the Lord says to us, we must start rejoicing in him, and in that we get our strength. And Jesus, when he comes and he reads the thing, where do we get that strength from? It says Jesus went back in the power of the Spirit. Thank you. Next five. He came in the power of the Spirit, and since everyone here has the Holy Spirit, is that true? Yes, everybody here got the Holy Spirit within them. So the Holy Spirit leads us and guides us, and then he tells us how to live, that we need to rejoice in the Lord, and in that we get strength. Now, the opposite is also true. When we become negative and we're looking around and just saying how bad things are, and we're always looking at what's wrong, what that does is the evil one gets in us and sucks the very life out of us. That's why some of you are like you're dead. Because the evil one has sucked the very life out of you. Why? Because you always focus on what's wrong with you. You know, I call these people the black hole people. How are you? Oh, Father, I've had a struggle. Oh, the things I do, but I do it for Jesus. Yeah, I do. But oh, the struggle. What do people do? Nobody wants to be around those people, do they? That's why we have caller ID on our phones, right? So that we go, oh no, boom, close it. I am not going to listen to them go on and on and on and on and on about how hard life is. That is not a Christian. Rejoicing in the Lord must be our strength. Again, what does that mean? That we got to start focusing on the good. Now, we've talked about this before. So what's good today? Well, I woke up. Well, that's a beginning. That's good, I would think. Oh, I walked to work, or came to church. Oh, that's a good thing. I ate breakfast this morning. Oh, that's a good thing too. And here, Jesus Christ will give me his very body, blood, soul, and divinity. Oh, that's a very good thing. It cost him his life to do that. Oh, that's a very good thing. And what we need to start doing is rejoicing in the Lord. And when you and I rejoice in the Lord, we get strength to live life. When we don't rejoice in the Lord, we get sapped of all life. So you could kind of tell by looking at your faces this morning whether you're a rejoicer or whether you're a sapper. You need to sit there. What the Lord is calling us, when Jesus lives in us, when he gave us the Holy Spirit, that even on those days when everything stinks, do we have things to rejoice about? Yes. So all of us have a choice. Focus on the negative, focus on rejoicing. It's a choice that you and I consciously make. And we decide how we live our lives. We decide how we deal with the everyday reality. We decide how we live our life in Jesus Christ. We either rejoice or we complain. We either rejoice or a negative. We either rejoice or, boy, we're dying, and everybody around you knows it because you tell them constantly. So today, Jesus Christ is giving us a very simple message. Whether we listen or whether we don't, it's a message that gives us life. So the Lord is very clear today. Do not be sad in this day, for rejoicing in the Lord must be your strength. So rejoice. May you know His love today and forever. Amen.